Welcome to Uncharted Living. We're your hosts, Christine, Rebecca, and Ty. We are life coaches who are committed to the road less traveled. Join us each week for thought-provoking and entertaining conversations, all designed to help you create your own map. Uncharted Living. It's just the beginning. Don't be afraid to get life started. Jump off the map. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a mini episode today, all geared towards when you are having a shitty day. So today what we're talking about is terrible, no good, awful, very bad days, aka shitty days. And hi, girls.
Hi, Becca.
So what I'm bringing forward today is something you can take with you when you're having a terrible, no good, very bad day.
That happens.
It happens to all of us. Everything that I'm bringing today is a direct result from our teacher, Martha Beck. These tools specifically have been super useful for my clients, so I wanted to bring them to the podcast today just as a way to know where to start, right? What happens when we're having a really bad day is like things can tend to feel super chaotic and so out of control for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. So what I always love to do is bring people back to themselves first. Martha talks about she has had chronic pain almost her whole life, right? You guys know the story. And so she was describing to a friend one day at lunch, like, some days I wake up with so much energy and other days I wake up with very little energy. And she looked over at a table. They were sitting in a restaurant eating lunch, and they looked over at the table next to them, and there was a server who was like rolling up silverware, getting ready for like the service, right? Mm-hmm. And she was like, it's like, imagine if you had a certain allotment of spoons for every day, right? So some days you wake up with 20 spoons. Great. You have 20 spoons to spend and give away throughout the day. So every interaction that you have is like a giving away of a spoon, right? Mm. But while she had chronic pain, there were days where she woke up with like 2 spoons or 3 spoons for the entire day. Mm. So what happens when you wake up with less energy or less resources or just less personal spoons, right? Mm. Are you guys tracking with me here?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It also sounds like an Enneagram 5, right?
Yes.
They have the same number of spoons. But that's
they have like 3 spoons for every day.
They have 3 spoons for every day. I'm married to an Enneagram 5, so just I have a little experience. There's 3 spoons. There's never 4. There's never 1. It's 3.
And there's never going to be 20 ever. Yeah.
But I think for most everyone else, I love this idea of being okay, right? Being okay with different number of spoons and not being like surprised by it. Is that kind of part of it?
Yes. For most people, you're exactly right. There are certain Enneagram types who have pretty consistent availability in terms of spoons or energy. But for the majority of folks that would, you know, type differently, it can vary widely depending on the time of the month. We've talked about rhythms. We've talked about cycles, just what's happening in your life. So a lot of times when we notice that we're having a super shitty day, that is your opportunity to pause, take a second, assess how many spoons you have. Okay. That's like the first step in knowing how to move forward. So before you even start problem solving, it's like, what am I even working with? Right. So we're going to bring everyone back to themselves in that moment. Yeah. I'm curious, how many spoons did you all wake up with today?
What's the ceiling of spoons?
You decide.
Oh, Jesus. How big is my restaurant? Okay. So I definitely need apparently I'm a person who needs 100% number. So out of 50, today I woke up with 35.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to stick with like 10. I usually have 10. I can on average, I have 10. I can definitely go up to 100. And I think today I have like 9. Today is a good day. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I do have lots of energy today. But a couple days ago, I felt like I had a freaking teaspoon. I was so tired. Yeah. Everything seemed very, very, very exhausting and inaccessible. Mm. And I just didn't want to do a thing, nothing. And so that was like a little half a teaspoon.
But I typically 20 is my max. That's kind of what I have to work with. So today I'm at about 11. So I'm like half, I'm like 50% in terms of what I, you know, overall. Mm. What I love about this tool is like, okay, so once I assess how many spoons I have, and we're going to use this because it's such an easy thing for people to remember, right? It's such a simple thing. And kids can even do this. If you're like, how many spoons you got, you know, or your teens, they'll be able to tell you exactly. The important thing to remember is like, you have the autonomy to give away your spoons. So every decision you make is like, you know, a giving of one of those slices of energy. So what I then like to draw my clients to is the three B's. And this is another tool from Martha Beck. The three B's are a way to process how many spoons you've just assessed, right? So the three B's, I'm going to give them to you all at once, and then we'll break them down really quickly here. The first one, or all three together, are we're going to bag it, barter it, or better it. So when you look at, say, I have 11 spoons for the day, I can use these three B's to help me assess how I'm going to use those. So if I'm looking at my day and I'm looking at the tasks I have, bagging it means like, can I get rid of this? Can I just eliminate this entirely? When you're having a super shitty day, I promise you most of the things probably in your orbit are things that you can just totally bag. Bag them, get rid of them, simplify, get them out of here. Bring you back to your, you know, your whatever capacity you're at for the day. The second one is barter. So if I can't completely eliminate this task I have for the day, can I pay someone to do it? Can I barter in some way? Can I exchange goods in a different way? Can I delegate this, right? You would be astounded at the number of times I'll sit with a client and we'll go through the three B's. These first two will get rid of 90% of the things. They're like, I actually can delegate that. Why didn't it ever occur to me? These are powerful, badass people who are trying to do so much and are super capable. But when you recognize having a shitty day, I don't have very many spoons, maybe I have a teaspoon. Delegation is a super important piece of this. Bagging it, super important piece.
So if you're bagging it, can I just ask a quick question? If you're bagging it,
yeah.
That means you're just not dealing with it today and you are not going to give up one of your spoons for whatever task today.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
We're keeping a spoon. We're not using it for this particular thing on this particular day.
We are just not going to do that. We're just going to eliminate that thing. We're going to literally cross it off the list. We're maybe not even going to come back to it. It's just gone. Maybe it's like if it's a social event and you realizing I have three spoons for the day. If I go to that event, I'm going to be giving two of my spoons at that event. You'll know, right? That leaves you with one spoon for the rest of the day. Is that going to be enough for you? Is that going to be enough for your family? Is that going to be enough for whatever endeavors and ambitions you have for the day, right?
Okay. But then you can pay someone to go in your place and make them use their spoon.
Well, I mean, I guess depending on the event, right? Yeah. Or maybe, you know, in that scenario, there's a scenario in which, you know, I don't know what the scenario would be. Paying someone to go to a social event sounds a little weird.
Yeah.
But let's say your task was to grocery shop.
Yeah.
And you know it's going to take a spoon. You have three. Is there anyone else in the family that could run that errand for you? Can you get that delivered? Like, what other resources do you have to eliminate that? You need food, you need groceries. You understand that like, we can't just bag this. And you're putting things in bags to bring them to you. You can't eliminate that task. You need food in the house. How can we delegate this? How can we incorporate someone else using their spoons?
Yeah.
And Becca, would this be a good time to kind of point out that maybe there's a neighbor or a family member that you might tag team life a little bit with in terms of childcare, in terms of going to the store. So when you wake up with millions of spoons, you're like, who wants something at Target? I'm going to just power through Target today and like drop off stuff. I mean, this is kind of a lesson that we had to learn in a hurry during COVID, because if you were going to like suit up to go out into the world, you're like, yeah, I'm getting everything from Trader Joe's that everybody needs because I'm feeling this. So I think it's a nice little thing to carry forward from the pandemic, mm-hmm, that we can know we're going to need help from other people with more spoons. So we're going to give help when we have more spoons. Would you agree with that?
I love that. Yeah. What I love about that too, Ty, is you're taking ownership over the giving away of your spoon. So with this model, there's very little room for resentment around then opting in to giving away those spoons in that situation, right? Like you're like, I have a lot to give. It's my choice to do this. Mm-hmm. I don't need in return because I have this to give. So I love that highlight. Thank you. The last B is, if you can't eliminate this item, if you cannot bag it, if you cannot barter it, how can you better it, right? So this last one's really important. So if you can eliminate, or if you can bag and barter 90% of the tasks on your list, and there's that, you know, 10% that you really know you need to take care of, maybe it's like a personal thing, how can you make it better for yourself, right? Instead of this costing you two spoons to do, how could it cost you one spoon or half a spoon or whatever it is you have, right? How can you better it? And there's a lot of people who, this is where you can kind of get a little bit creative with it, depending on what the task is. I think going back to, I'm going to remember something that was from a previous conversation, but I'll share it with everyone listening. Like when you were saying, I think it was, maybe it was you, Ty, in our group, talking about going to the dentist, which is like, no one can do that for you. You can't pay someone to go for you. You have to go get your teeth cleaned. It absolutely sucks. It's super shitty. That would be definitely in on like a shitty day. Like I have to go to the dentist, right? How can you make it better for yourself? So maybe there's a podcast you can put on. I recommend Uncharted Living podcast. Or we have a playlist, right? That's kind of all over the place. So there's going to be something for everyone in there. What is it that you can do to make this feel better? Maybe there's like a treat afterwards that you can, you know, incorporate into the thing. How can you make it better so that you don't feel so depleted, or maybe you're rejuvenating yourself after the fact?
I love that.
It was me with the dentist. That's so funny that you remember that, Becca.
Yeah, it was you, right?
Yeah. And when I was a teenager, I used to bring my stuffed animal to the dentist because I had to make it better.
I have a feeling there's a lot of adults who, if they allowed themselves to do that, they would have some kind of like cozy comfort item like that.
I always
That's
tell-
why we exist. That's what Uncharted Living is here for you, to give you permission to take whatever you need to do to the dentist. I mean, that's literally why we want to be here with you.
I hate the small talk of the dentist. You know, when they're cleaning your teeth in and talking, and
your mouth is wide open. You don't like that.
So true confession. The last like couple years when I go to the dentist, I just tell them I have a headache and that I'm going to shut my eyes and listen to some calming music. And then they actually take care of me really well because so it's not like extra loud. It's very quiet. Sometimes they'll turn the lights down a little bit for me. So just tell them you have a headache so that it's totally fine for you to shut your eyes and put your AirPods in while you listen to Uncharted Living.
I love that. We're going to normalize having a headache at the dentist.
Exactly. And can I just add one more thing before we wrap up, Becca? Yeah. I'm thinking about spoons. I'm thinking about, you know, the restaurant scenario. And I think there might be a tendency, and certainly for me, to be like, well, gosh, if I didn't wake up with my full 10 spoons or whatever, then it's automatically going to be bad. But it could be like, today I'm waking up in the freaking Cheesecake Factory that has like 40 trillion spoons. right? I mean, it's giant, or some buffet at Vegas. But some days I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be like in a little bistro. And it's fine that a little bistro has like four spoons. Yes. And it's okay. So having sort of the not judgment of like, God, I had so many spoons yesterday and why don't I have any today? I think this is going to help me just not judge. Listen, every day is going to be different. I'm going to wake up with different spoons and it's all fine. Today's a bistro day or today's a Vegas buffet day.
So. Yes. Love that. Yeah. So everybody at home, remember, assess your spoons. How many do you have? Then from there, the three B's: bag it, barter it, better it. And thanks, Martha, for these tools. We love them. Yeah. They work.
And go to the dentist twice a year.
Yes. Or three times.
Or three times even. Yes.
And make sure you follow and like our podcast so that when you are there, you can zen into some of our breathing exercises, remember these tools. We've got you covered.
Love it.
Thanks, Becca.
This was fun. That's awesome. Thanks, Becca.
Guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for spending another week with us. Follow us at Uncharted Living Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. And please like and share this episode with your favorite fellow human. Uncharted.